We're in Brachos, and we're going to go a little backwards. Taf Mem Hei Amar Aleph Mishnah. So we're going to do a part of the Mishnah. In fact, it's the majority of the Mishnah that deals with the items that were eaten by the participants of the meal. And we're going to see that there are different halachas depending on what certain participants ate as to whether they can be included in the Zimun or not. So I think if I would ask you without even looking in the Mishnah, if somebody sat down and ate something not kosher, could you include them in the Zimun? I would say no. Okay, I think that's pretty clear. If someone ate something that was just pashut usur to eat. But let's see, with that in mind, is he? No, but not because you have even, you know, in Lulav HaGazel,
yes.
So they have, what if you steal a Lulav?
Well, here it's a different...
No, 1 second. It's a Mitzvah Bar Bavera, okay? So, and that's, Tosfos they learned, so that's only Midrabanan. And despite the fact that it's only Midrabanan, they quote a pasuk in Tehillim against, I forget the exact pasuk, Baruch Mena'etz. In other words, if you have the gall, you're going to steal something, and with that item, you're going to try to be Mekayim a mitzvah. That's repulsive. So I think it's Al-Achas Kama V'Kama. You know, here you eat something, you do a Maisa Veira, something that's Osami Doraisa, and then you want to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that, Hanah.
After he told you not to do it.
Right, so that I think it's this.
Someone who didn't make a, someone who sits down and doesn't make a bracha rishona.
So now you get it. Now already you're getting closer to what the Mishnah is talking about. So we're going to see the Gemara agrees with what we just said. Pshita, someone ate something, a davar ha'asur. Of course, you can't include him in a zeman. What about in between cases? All right, it may only be an Issur D'Rabbanan, things like that. So let's take a look in the Mishnah. So the Mishnah starts again, Shlosh Hashachol Ka'achas Chayovim L'Zamein. That's really all that we've learned so far. And now the Mishnah starts to deal again with things that were eaten. So Ochol Demai, right, so let's stop for a second. You know, we've all learned this many times, but it's good to chazer, and we need to know this for the Mishnah tonight. So we notice the halachas of Trumas and Maisras, and this is the Seder. The first thing that you're mechuyev to do is to give Truma Gedola. Truma Gedola midoraisa is a mashahu, there's no shir. Midrabanan, it's echad mechamishim is the in-between, right? Echad the arboim is ayin yafeh, but the echad mechamishim, which is 2%, that's what you're chayev to give midrabanan. So the first thing you give is Truma Gedola. The next thing that you have to give is, and that goes to the Kohen. Now, Truma Gedola, let me add this in right now, we'll need this piece of information as we go along. The Chiyuv of Truma Gedola is when it's Miruach B'Kri, meaning it's in a pile, a Kri, and it is flattened out. What does that mean? It means that you've taken, let's say, in the case of grains that grow on shibolim, on shafts, okay? So what do they do with those? First, they have to remove the shaft, that's disha, and then they do zora. Many times they would throw it up to the wind to get rid of the additional things that are covering.
It's called winnowing.
Winnowing, right, thank you, the winnowing. So is winnowing that part of removing the shaft, the first part, disha? It might be winnowing, it might be zora. But in any case, what you're left with then is the kernels. That's the kri, and you flatten it out. What you've done is, right, tvua, which is b'shibolim, now becomes dagon. It's always hard to remember what's the difference between tvua and dagon. So idgan means something that you've removed the chaff and you've winnowed. That's dagon. The chi of truma gedola is when you get to dagon, and it's flat miruach b'kri. Okay. then you have to give, after you give 2% to the Kohen Gadol, you give Maaser Rishon to the Levi. Maaser Rishon, Maaser is 10%. Now,
this is all after you brought it into the house, though, right?
Yeah, so that's...
For Truma as well?
No, it's only for Truma. For Maaser, it may not have to be brought into the house. But that's another issue. Truma also means it either comes into the Goren, the granary, or into the house the normal way. And we mentioned this one thing. But if you take it in Derech Gago v'Karfifo, you're not really chayav to give Truma. So that's one of the examples that the Gemara gives, comparing Doros Rishonim, who were much greater tzaddikim, they were much more pious, they would go out of their way to bring the Truma in through the front door to be mechayev. Doros Achronim, you know, they could get away with things, they would get away and they would bring it in through the skylight. Okay, and they would not be chayev. So, normal chiyuv of Truma Gedola is 2%, Echad Mechamishim to the Kohen, and only after it's itgan. Maaser Rishon is 10% goes to the Levi. Now the Levi takes 10% of his 10%, which is what? 1% of the original total, and that's Trumas Maaser. He has to give that to the Kohen from the Levi. So the Kohen ends up getting 1% of the total from the Levi and 2% from the Yisrael, a total of 3%. And then the Yisrael has one more thing. He has to give Maaser Sheni. And, you know, Maaser Sheni depends on the years of Shemitah. On the third and sixth years, it's Maaser Oni. So it goes to the Aniyim, Maaser Sheni. On the other 4 years, right, 1, 2, 4, and 5, you have to bring it to Yerushalayim. It has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. And the Torah said, listen, if I live all the way in the Galil, I'm gonna schlep 5 truckloads of tua up to Yerushalayim. I can be poded, so I redeem it, Sarta by Kesef, I'm poded it onto Kesef, and I have to add a Chomesh. I have to add 1/5. I'm going to make use of Pidyon, I add 1/5, I then take the money to Yerushalayim, and in Yerushalayim, I buy the food, and I eat it in Yerushalayim. It's great for the retailers in Yerushalayim, because people were coming with their Pidyon Maaser Sheni, and they would have to redeem it there and have to eat it there. And the original tour that I redeemed back in the Galil then can be eaten in the Galil by anybody. Okay, so with that in mind, it seems you learn the Mishnayos, this Mishnayos Demai, right? Mishnayos Truma, Masros, etc. So people were much more makpid on Truma Gedola, all right? But when it came to Masros, they found that not all of the Amei Haaretz were as makpid. So it comes out like this. The Rove, the majority was Maser, did give Maser, of the Amei Haaretz. But we're Choshesh for Rabbi Meir. There was a Miyut HaMatzui. And it's interesting. I've seen that they try to define it. Miyut HaMatzui. There's a statistical term for that. What is it again? Miyut Hamatzi is a in statistics, maybe it's called a statistical I forget right now, but there is a Miyut HaNikar, a Miyut HaMatzui. 10% it rises to the level where it's recognizable, even statistically. So the point is, Chazal, because maybe 10% were not Maaser, so they were Gozer. That if you took or you bought Peros or Tfua from an Amoretz, Midrabanan, you had to treat it as if no Maaser was given. And at that point, it's called Demai. It's a Suffolk. Okay? So you have to treat it Besafik as if no Maasers have been given, and you have to give Maaser. And it's also to eat it midrabanan until you've given Maasers. Okay, even though Rove Amei Haaretz Maaserin Haim, but because of the Miyut HaMatzi, there was a Takana midrabanan, you must treat all Maasers taken from, all Tfuah taken from Amei Haaretz as the Mai. One of the explanations of the word the Mai is the Mai. This, what is it? No, we have a suffix about it.
that's what diminished the ability to sell from the Amoratim there to it, because whoever buys from them, they would wind up that they...
You had to give again.
Compared to if they buy it from somebody who's religious or some...
Or he has a heksher. That's true. Right.
So in a certain way, there would be...
Right.
You know,
even though the economic forces, the supply and demand, might end up in a free market, would end up charging more for what you buy from a chacham. You follow? So it might end up evening
it.
So in a free market force situation, it would even up.
Why won't we have chashes for truma?
Because the facts. That was the mitzvahs. Like everything. Because, no, that was the mitzvahs. They found, you know, truma, people, like everything else, you know, the big halachas. It's also interesting. One second. I don't know if what Artur is saying is also part of it. Yeah. Truma is only 2%. Maser is 10% already. So all of a sudden people will say, yeah, listen, I'm okay. I gave Truma Gedola. That's enough for me. You know? Okay, maybe that could be part of it too.
We didn't believe the Amorites if he said that he did give...
That's an interesting question. I wonder... If you knew specifically who it came from, and if you asked them to what degree they have nemanos, that's a good question. It's very interesting. The Mishnayos and the Mayan and Masros, they discuss all of these kinds of things. Can you eat in their homes? You know, the modern questions that we deal with reference to kashrut, you have the exact same thing with reference to this. So I don't know what the answer is to that. That's an interesting question. What's the level of nemanus of a specific Amoritz? Okay? Because in general, someone has nemanus on a mitzvah that he's mekayim, and the reverse is, if on a mitzvah that he's not makpid on, he can't have nemanus. All right? So if you tell me that rov amei haaretz are ma'asrin, so when it comes to nemanus, especially if I know a specific Amoritz, you know, if I know that he is makpid.
He's a good friend of yours.
Yeah. Well, and on second thought, now that I think of about it, though, probably not, because that was a takana midrabanan. The takana midrabanan may have included all amei haaretz because of that suffix. Otherwise, you're back to this. You're going to start investigating every individual amei haaretz, and that's what Chazal did not want to happen. They want to make a takana. You treat all of it like suffix.
So like the cheskas kashrus of these amei haaretz. I mean, there's no cheskas kashrus.
What, you're using the word kashrus in what sense? You know, we're only familiar with kosher food.
No. I'm talking about.
With reference to what? So again, if it's a mitzvah that they're mekayim and they're makbid on, they have nemanus. Okay, it depends what it is. If a guy serves you, you're sitting in his dining room, and he serves you in Shabbos. And he tells you, I didn't heat this soup up Shabbos during the day. I did not return it to the black to heat it up. He might have nemanus on that. Because he comes to Hilchos Shabbos, he's careful. But anyway, here it is a takana midrabanan. And in fact, that's probably the end. You know, there's no... Takana midrabanan is, you treat everything as demai, suffik, mu'usar.
Even though it's rove, they still made it.
Correct. You have to learn the Gemara's there. That was a takana, even though because it was a miyot hamatsui, because of the miyot hamatsui, which may be 10%, the Chazal were masakin, or go there, the din of demai. Okay. Masakin, that you have to treat it like demai. So what if somebody ate demai, okay, they didn't give maisa the second time, okay, they really should not have done it. So here we get already, it's not like it's a dover ha'asur, right? Can't say, it's a suffix. So if someone ate the mai, can you include him in the zimun or not? That's one example. Or maser rishon shenitla trumaso. What if you have... Maser rishon shenitla trumaso. So what happened here? Maser rishon shenitla trumaso. Maser rishon shenitla trumaso. trying to remember this case. You know, the levy has to give the truma smaisa, right? So what was the problem here? Ah, the truma smaisa was given already. In other words, the Yisrael gave the levy's part already to the Kohen before he gave the maaser rishon to the levy. So the levy normally has a chiyuv to give truma smaisa, but the truma smaisa was given already. So the levy should have to give it again, because the levy has to give. It doesn't matter that somebody else gave it. The levy has a chiyuv to give him whatever he gets. So somebody ate maaser rishon like this, but the truma smaisa wasn't taken. Or maaser sheni vehegdash sheniftu. So this is the case again where we talked about maaser sheni. You can be poda and take the money to Yerushalayim. The same thing is true of Hegdash. I was Magdish a truckload of oranges to the Beder Kabayis, right? So I have to take it to Yerushalayim now. Okay, so again, the Torah said, I can be poda the Hegdash onto money, take it to Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim, quite frankly, with Hegdash I don't have to eat it. I can just give the money to the Beder Kabayis. But the point is you had to add a chomish. Remember, when you're poda, you have to add 20%. So the chomesh was not added, and somebody eats masa sheni and hegdish like this. All right, there was no chomesh added.
Is the chomesh a knas?
No, it's not a knas. Just the fact the Torah says chamishi so yosef olav. The Torah says you what?
The conversion fee.
It's a conversion fee, right? It's for the right to make it easier and be poured all the oranges in the Galil. So hegdash, you know, we want you to pay a little bit extra. That the Torah says that. Okay, it's not a penalty. Nothing is done wrong. But here the pidyon was fine. The pidyon was done correctly, but there was no chomesh added. And now you eat this matzah sheni, where there was no chomesh added. After you bought it, in other words, you bought with this money. Now you bought matzah sheni, and now you eat this matzah sheni. Can you include such a person in zimun? There was no chomesh ever given with this. V'hashamash sha'achal kazayis. Now, you know, the minimum that you have to eat, as we see at the end of this Mishnah, to bench, midrabanan is a kazayis. Midah, right? So we all know you have to be soveya, right? But midrabanan, either kazayis or kebetza. We pass in kazayis. So what's the chiddush here, a shamas that ate a kazayis? Because a shamas, the servant, is never sitting down. So he's not koveya with you. So since he's running around all the time, it's not like he really was part of the zimun, where he can be mezamein. So again, it's all of these cases are like in-between cases. You know, they're not straight out and clear that you would not include them in zimun. And finally, the hakuti. So the kuti, you know, these were people, I forgot which melech brought them in. Did it say there? Was it Chizkiyahu? He brought them into the Shomron.
They were pagan people who were born in by Assyrians to Israel.
Just as Assyrians? Wasn't Chizkiyahu? What?
In the suffix that they were Jewish?
Right. So they.
Melachim.
Okay. So that what happened is they did convert to Judaism, but only after there was an incident, a plague with the Arayos, with the lions. The lions were attacking them left and right. So out of fear, they converted. So they were Geirei Arayos. That's how they were referred to. So the Chashash was that they were not Megayer for the right reasons. They were Megayer out of fear, so we weren't sure how to treat them. It ended up at the end of history, they found the Avodah Zarah with the Kutim, and they treated them like Goyim Gemurim. But in the in-between period, we're not sure how to treat them. So again, it's a Suffolk. So all these cases that we just listed, if they are part of a Zimun, what does the Mishnah say? Mezamnin Olav. And the reason seems to be is because they're not clearly Isurim D'Oraisa, none of these things. Alright? In contrast to all those cases that we just had, we have now the following cases. Ochal Tevel. So here, it's not a suffix whether Maestras or Trumas were given, right? This is Vavadei. Tevel is an Isur D'Oraisa to eat. And somebody eats tevel, or maser rishon shelo nitla trumaso. Or here you have a case where the levy and nobody in Israel either did not give trumas maser. Okay? So you're not allowed to eat the Masa Rishon. There definitely was no Truma given. Umasa Sheni Vehekdesh Shalom Niftu. Here, it's not only that there was no Chomesh, but there was not even a proper Pidyon. Okay? There are many halachas of Pidyon. You only can use certain kinds of coins. They used the wrong coins. In other words, the Pidyon was no good. All right? And finally, Vashamas Sheochel Pachas Mikazayas. Okay, here he didn't even eat Kazayas. And the Mepharshim point out, that would be, doesn't have to be a Shamas at that point. Anybody who ate less than a Kazayas. But because the Lashon in the Reisha was Shamas, so they used the Shamas here also. The Hanachri, now this is interesting, and if you have it, someone who is Bavade, a non-Jew, Ein Mezamnin Olav. In all of these cases, you're not Mezamin on them. Alright? Alright, let's try to get one understanding here, a better understanding of what the difference between the first part of the Mishnah, where Mezamnin, and the second part of the Mishnah, where Ein Mezamnin. So if you turn to Mem Zayin Amar Aleph for a minute. So it's two-thirds of the way down at the two dots, Ochal Demai, this is where we really left off. So what did the Mishnah say? Ochal Demai, Mezamnin Olav, right? So the Gemara says, what do you mean? How can you be Mezamnin on that? Holo Chazilei. What difference between Demai and Tevel? It's usher to eat Demai. Correct? It's usher to eat Demai. Are you going to tell me it's usher to eat Rabbanon? So we treat the Rabbanon differently than the Rices? But it's a Dover Ha'asur. So why is it Mezamnin Olav?
So it's a Suffolk, he says.
No, no, it's not a Suffolk. Chazal said, because of the Suffolk, treat it as a Vadai Isur Midrabanan. You have to treat it as a Vadai Isur. So the Gemara is not accepting what we said as a Svara. So the Gemara, it's Dover Ha'asur. That it's Rabbanon doesn't make any difference. Okay? So the Gemara says, you know why it's okay? Kaven the Iboi Mafker Lahu Lenichse Vahavi Ani Vichazile. Because you know what can what potentially can happen, even though it doesn't necessarily happen. The person who's eating the Demai, what could he do? He could be Mafker, he could say, all my assets belong to Hegdish. Or all my assets are Hefker, whoever gets them first can own them. And then he's an Ani. He doesn't have the amount of assets that you need to be qualified as not being an Ani. So what if he's an Ani? And then Chazilei. What is Chazilei? If he's an Ani, it's mutter for him to eat the Mai. Why? So the Gemara is going to quote a Mishnah. The Snan. Because we learned in the Mishnah, in fact, this is a Mishnah in the Mai, Perigimel. Machilin es ha'aniyim de Mai, ve'es ha'achsanya de Mai. Very interesting. You're allowed to feed an Ani the Mai. So that answers our question. So if an Ani is allowed to eat the Mai, so what are we saying? This is very important to understand the Nakuda here. If I'm allowed to feed an Ani the Mai, which means an Ani can eat the Mai, then why is someone who's not an Ani, who ate the Mai, can you be Mezamin on him? Why is it not a Dover Ha'asur? Why is it not a Dover Ha'asur?
Because
why?
Sure,
no, no. So again, the Gemara doesn't accept that. It's Vade Osur. Midrabanan. Chazal said, because of the Safek, we're going to make it Vade Osur Midrabanan. But we don't say, the Gemara doesn't say, it's Drabanan, that's why. The Gemara says, because since Ani am allowed to eat the Mai, so listen to the point, the person who's eating this the Mai potentially can be masker his nechasim and make himself an Ani. And therefore what? So what are we seeing? What are we saying? What is the Isur? Is the Isur on the Gavra or on the Heftza? Is he eating a Dover Ha'asur? Is he eating Demai? Is Demai like Tevel? Tevel is a Dover Ha'asur. Is Demai after the Gezeirah Midrabanan? Why is it not Asur?
Because he doesn't have money, probably.
Bring me a raya that it's not a Dover Ha'asur.
Because it says
that
the Ani could eat it.
Because Aniyam can eat it. If it was Dover Ha'asur, what do we say? Aniyam allowed to eat treif?
That's exactly.
Aniyam allowed to eat Tevel? So you see it's not a davar ha'asur. So where's the Isur? The Isur is what? The Isur is not on the Heftza. The Isur is on the Gavra. It's a particular Gavra. In Ashir, there's an Isur. In Ani, there's no Isur. But on the Heftza, there's no, it's not a davar ha'asur. So that's, with this Nakuda, it opens a window for us. The beginning of the Mishnah on all these things where we say Mizamnin Olav is because the person is not eating a davar ha'asur. He's being over an Aveira. He's being over an Aveira. There's an Aveira on the Gavra to eat, on an Asher to eat the Mai. When I say Asher, what do I mean? I don't mean wealthy. Asher means here someone who's not considered an Ani.
Would somebody really do that?
Do what?
Potentially give up all his assets just to eat the Mai?
No, so that's but what you see. But even though, but yeah, that's the point here. In fact, he ends up, he doesn't, he's not masked.
Nobody.
No, that's right, but that's not the point.
It's possible.
Since it's since it's possible, why is it possible? It's possible because the Mai is not a davar ha'asur. So really what the Gemara is telling us in an indirect way is that the Mai is not a davar ha'asur. That the Isur Avera is on the Gavra. How can I prove that's on the Gavra? Because the same Gavra, this Guf, okay, this Guf can be Asur B'Demai or can be Mutter B'Demai. It depends on what his assets are. So that tells you that there's an Isur on the Gavra. Okay? That's what the Gemara is saying here. And now we understand why many of these things in the Mishnah are going to fall into the same category. It's an Isur on the Gavra, not on the Chavtza. And by the way, you see also that the Mishnah, the Mai says Hachsanya, the guest. You're allowed to serve the guest. Actually, look, it's not just the guest. Look how look how Rashi explains it. Hachsanya. Normally, the word Hachsanya means guest, but look how Rashi explains it. Chael
means inn,
no? No, Hachsanya is someone who stays in an inn. Pundak is an inn. In Achsanya, like by Neros Chanukah, so everyone who's in a pundak is in Achsanya. Yeah. But you can have an Achsanya who's not in a pundak. Someone comes to your house as a guest, he's in Achsanya. By Neros Chanukah, he has the dinim of Achsanya in your house. So he's Mishtatev Beprite. So look at Rashi Achsanya. Chael Shel Melech, Shematil, this is the soldiers, it's not Jewish kings here. Shamatil al b'neiho ir lezonam b'shuvam mimilchamto. So we know in those days, how did they feed the soldiers coming back from the wars? They walked into a city and you were obligated to feed them. It was, you know, tough luck. V'hareihem ka'aniyim l'fisheihem shalo b'mkomam. I'm sorry, I said that this is not a Jewish king. I think it is a Jewish king, Badafka. It's interesting. Rashi says they're like aniyim lefi shehem shelo bimkomam. That's why he says they're coming back from the wars. See what does that mean? They're coming back from the wars, and like aniyim, they have nothing, so they have the same dinim as aniyim. Very interesting. Okay. Okay. All right, let's do just the next piece because I didn't explain it the right way in the Mishnah, so let's at least learn it the right way now. What was the second case? Next, that's the next piece of the Gemara. Maser Rishon Shenitla Trumaso. Okay, so the Gemara says Pshita. What's the Pshita? The Gemara doesn't understand what the Mishnah is adding here. No, Tzricha. You know what we're referring to? Elisha Higdimo Bishibolim. Okay, what happened here? Look in Rashi. Shegdiba bishibolim. Levi kadam es hakohen. The Levi beat the kohen. Venatel maser bishibolim. The Levi, again, when it comes to maser, you don't need this din that we talked about before, where it's dogun, where you winnowed it and you took off the shaft and so on. The Levi just takes it as is. So the Levi came in and took the Shibolim before the Kohen had a chance to come in at all. Kodem Shanato Kohen Truma Gedola. Va Kohen Haya Lolito Truma Gedola Tchila. Echad Minun, right? One Echad Minchamishin, 2%. Drachmana Korea Ratius. Exceed Mileyascha Vedimacha Losa Cher. Nim says Truma Gedola Shal Kohen, Besocha Maser Hazeh, Echad Minchamishim Shabo. Lavan mi trumas meiser shall halevi lahafish truma mi masro. Okay, so what did the Levi do? The Levi took the shibolim. No truma gedola was given on it, and he wants to give now. He gives the trumas meiser, but there's no truma gedola that was given to the kohen. So there's something lacking in this maser rishon, because there was never any truma gedola given from it. Okay, even though there was never a chiyuv in truma gedola. As we explained, as we'll see in a minute, when is the Chiyuv of Truma Gedola triggered? Only when it's Miruach B'Kri. But that's why Mezamnin Olav, you follow, it's not a real Davar Ha'asar. And it's Kedar Rabbi Avahu, Kedar Rabbi Avahu, Amir Shlokish, back in the Gemara, Masa Rishon Shekdimo, who's Shekdimo? The Levi beat out the Kohen, Bishibolim, Potter Mi Truma Gedola. And what happens, in fact, if the Levi did that? Then you don't, there's no Chiyuv of Truma Gedola. Okay, that's why Mezamnin Olav, because the truth of the matter is it wasn't done correctly. The Truma Gedola to the Kohen should have been taken care of first, but since the Levi took the Shibolim and then gives the Truma Smicer, there's no Chiyuv on Truma Gedola, because Truma Gedola is only going to be Mechuyov if it's going to be Meruach Bikri. Okay, let's turn back to the Mishnah. And let's just do the Tosas, the first wide line. Ochel Tevel Ein Mezamninov. Okay, why is Tevel? How is Tevel different than Demai? Tevel, everybody is also. Who's everybody? Even Aniyim, Machanya. Tevel is a Dover HaAsar. Okay? So Tosas says, Tema, the Amar Be'erchin, Barachin, we learned in Arachin, Hakol Mitztarfin Lezimun. Everyone can be Mitztarf Lezimun. Kohanim, Leviim, B'Yisraelim. V'parich, Pshita. What are you telling me here? That if I have Kohanim, Leviim, Yisraelim, they can be Mitzar? What's the Chiddush, right? What's the Chiddush? That's what the Gemara asks over there. U'meshani, lo tzricha. We need it for the following. Afagav, you know what's happening at the meal? Everybody brought their own sandwiches. The Kohen, Ochel Truma. What does the Kohen have? He has a Truma sandwich, right? The Yisrael, Chulin. Oh, so you would have a Havamina, Afalgav, the Truma Asrul Yisrael, Acharesha, Kohen, Yochalit Sarif, Im Yisrael, Lechol, Bechulin, Mitztarfin Lezimon. What does Hosea say? The Kohen is eating Truma. The Yisrael is eating Chulin. So I would have a Havamina. How can they be mezamein? Yisrael, mezamein means that we're all part of the same meal, which also implies that we all can eat everything equally, right? Correct? So, I would think maybe you can't be mezamein like that. That's what the Mishnah in Erechid comes. Hakol mitztarfin, afilu kohanim, Yisrael, and Leviim. Why? Because there is a tziruf. Granted that the Yisrael can't eat the truma, but what? The Kohen can eat the Chulin. The Kohen can eat the Truma. So in other words, this is an important Nakuda also. Since there's one person in the Zimun who can eat everything, that creates the Siruf. As long as there's one person who can eat everything. Alright? V'hochanami, nehi dechad binai ochel tevel, the ain roi lacherim, amai ainu mezamnin. Okay, so well, Tosas didn't go as far as we went to explain. Okay, because we said that the kohen can be mitzarev by eating the chulin. So Tosas says, what about here? If one person eats a tevel, which is not roi to the acherim, why can't they be mezamnin? Yeh Shlomar, the Achilas Tevel Lav Shema Achila, the Lochaz Ya Afla Kohen, because nobody can eat the tevel. You know, Tosa's question, I don't really understand the question, right? Nobody can eat the tevel. If nobody can eat the tevel, then how can they be mitzaref? Aval truma l'chol apochas r'uya l'kohen ha'achla. Okay. V'hu hadin im achlu shloshtam tevel de'ein chayovim l'zimon. Ah, taka. What if all three ate tevel? That they're not chayiv to be mezayim k'dam rinon. And this is Arturo. This is the point you asked before. Sharei gazal sa'achitin. What if he stole the wheat? And then takna v'afa v'achla u'mevarech aleihem. This is what I was thinking about before. Ein mevarech ele menayit. What, are you going to make a bracha, a motzi, or whatever it is, a hafishchala, whatever it is, on stolen stuff? That's like lulav hagazel. Okay, that's not being mevarech, that's being menayit. Mikan hoye omer ben Yehuda, the shloshe she'ochlu. V'ho'echad hoye mudur hana min ha'shnayim. Okay, what happens? One person took a neder that he would not have hana from the other two. Okay? Mm-hmm. So in other words, he can't eat from theirs. V'hu ochel mishalo. But he brought his own food because he's not going to take from theirs. Can they be mezamein? So Tosa says, based on Rabbeinu Yehuda, yochel itzaref yimam lezimon. Denehi de'eino roi lechel imahem. He can't eat from them. Heim ru'uyim lechel imo. They didn't make a neder. They didn't make a neder not to have hanor from him. So again, since there's at least one person, in this case two people, who can eat everything, so they are mitzarev. Now here it gets to here already, I was going to ask you, what if you have one person, today everybody's glad kosher. You have two people who eat strictly kosher, and one person who eats glad kosher. Okay? So what would you say? Well, the two people who eat strict kosher would also eat glad kosher, no? So what if you had, what if you had people who wouldn't eat their own. I'm trying to think. What if, here's an interesting example.
They only eat their own shchita.
But again, if the other two people eat satmar shchita, they would be mitzarev. What if two people are eating fleishiks and one person is eating milchiks? So what would you say based on what? I'm going to learn one more line, and then you answer me that question. One second. V'chein l'inyan hanizam yipashul nachri. Here we get the chumras. Because, you know, what is pas Yisrael is something that you should try to eat, but we're makel on pas palter. What's pas palter? When you buy from a bakery.
From fry hafers.
Okay? It's not from your neighbor. To eat your neighbor's kosher bread. You know it's kosher, but it's from your individual neighbor. That tak is usher, to do me drabanan. Pas palter, you're allowed to eat. That's one of the chumras that says you make tshuva. Yeah. Today, I mentioned this today, you know, it's hardly any place in Teaneck. You can't even get pas palter anymore. All the bakeries are pas Yisrael already. But anyway, here you have one of the people is nizhoram pas shal nachri. Aval im v'chein le'inyon hanizam I pas shal nachri. Oh, period. So what's he saying? So if you have one person who only eats pas Yisrael, the other two will even eat pas palter, can they be mezamein? The answer is yes, because the people who are not Nizhar and they eat pas palter will also eat pas Yisrael. So they're, again, mitzarev.
Even on Seres
Meishu? It's a minhag to be machmir. That's an interesting question. What if there's a... That's what I was thinking about here. Here also you're talking about Nizhar. That's an interesting question, Albi. If in fact that is their minhag, if there is their minhag, that might be considered davar asur, and that may not work. Aval im shloshtam mudarim hana zem mizeh emitztarfim. Even what if all three, each one had a neder? This is a nice group. Each guy said, "I took a neder. I'm not going to have hana from the other person." So then you don't have anybody who can eat from everything. And what's the point of Tosus? Afa pish yecholim lishol al nidram, dahashta miha lo is shilu. Now this is going to be a little difficult to explain. This is similar to what we said with the demai. Potentially they could have. But that's so here. Potentially they. sit down and they say, you know, we're crazy that we took these nedarim. Let's be matir neder. Even though they don't, the potential is there. So that's what Tosa says. The potential alone is not enough. Mihu lo is shilu. They did not do hataris nedarim. So the potential alone is not sufficient. So, what's the difference in that in the demai? So you have to say, this is very interesting. If Reuven takes a neder not to have hanah from Shimon's food, right? Is Shimon's food a davar ha'asur to him?
No.
Say yes, because that'll at least help us explain this. First say yes.
Is that on the gava?
No, that's what you have to say. That's what you see from Tosis. It's a davar ha'asur. You'll ask me, l'may nafka mina. I'm not sure of this. You know, let's say, you know, tevel, if you cook tevel in a pot, l'chora, that pot, has a bli of Iser in it. Okay? And you can't just now cook something else. You know, ben yomo. So an hour later, I cook something else in the pot of tevel. No, the bli of tevel is going to come out into it. Okay? Now, that's a dover ha'asur midoraisa. You know? So, what are you going to tell me here? If Reuven took a nether not to have hanah from Shimon's food, and we're saying the food is a dover ha'asur for him, so if he's going to cook that in a pot, is that a dover ha'asur? Is there going to be a tam shel isur that's going to be balu in the pot? I don't know if we would go that far. Okay? But I think what you see from here, that this means the mai, where it's on the gavra, and the darim, where it's on the chefza, and that's why Tosa says it doesn't help. The fact that they didn't take a nether means that they cannot be mezamin together. Okay, so the last question is, what would you say with milchiks and fleishiks? So, you know, you can't even eat, you're not allowed to even eat the same shulchan with milchiks and fleishiks, right? If you have a separate mapa, that's okay.
Yeah, they have a separate...
A hecker, right. You have to have it.
You call it the same table, you have your...
But you have to have a separate... You need a hecker.
Yeah, placement. And
right. But that... The idea of a separate shulchan is that there be a hecker. What's the point of that? Because we're afraid that the person may not be thinking. The person's eating fleishiks, all of a sudden takes from the milchiks. If you have a separate shulchan, that's a hecker. It's even a harchaka. But if you have placemats or you have a separate tablecloth, that's also a hecker. So.
They're eating the same table, just different placemat, and they all enjoying the conversation and they're having meals together.
So I think they say, though, the person who's eating milchiks, though, can eat fleishiks.
As long as he's not having cheese.
Right, assume he's not having hard cheese, correct? So I think...
Does that sound like, doesn't, you know, the stav is shlosha she'achu ka'achas.
You want to see the fact that they have separate plate mats, a separate shulchan? So
it's not achas. It's segregated. It's
why?
Here.
Why?
It's segregated.
So you have an affair with 20 tables of people, and some people eat vegetarian, and some people have fish, and some people have meat.
Yeah.
Does that bother you? Is it tziruf? So here, one person has chalavi, another person has psari. So again, I think I'll have to check it for next week. I think the halacha is, I think, I'll check it, since the person who's eating chalavi can eat the psari also, I think that works.
So that one of them could eat from everything.
So again, right, that's principle. So I have to... Right. So we had this last Yontov Pesach, so we were sitting in the hotel, and we have Yontov Sheni, of course, and all of a sudden our son-in-law comes over to join us at the meal. But he's a Yisraeli. For him, it's not Yontif. Okay? So can we be Mitzarev together? Maybe there's not even a question there. I mean, for us, it's a Sudas Yomtov. So what? Okay. This was on Ishruchag. You know, if it was Cholamoid for him, you would argue Simcha, it's called Shmona, right? It makes no difference if it's Yontif or Cholamoid. But on Ishruchag,
how about the second day? The second?
No, so that I'm trying to say, that's less of an issue. So it's Cholamoid for him.
No. The last day is Pesach.
That's what I just said. That was Yisruchag. For him, it was Isur Chag. That's what I'm saying. That was the question we had. L'chor, it's not a problem. So just like, if I'm correct, that the Chalavi person can eat from the Fleishiks, and here also we can eat the same food, it's just that it's a different type of Suda for us. So, you know...
You mean,
he was sitting and eating bread, and we were sitting and eating matzah. But again, he could have eaten the matzah. So it shouldn't be, should not be different than the Chalavi and the Bsari, right? All right. Okay, so we'll have to check it. Oh, I'm glad, not for next week, but for 2 weeks. Next week, there's no shir. Okay? Okay, so Mir Tashem in 2 weeks. All right.